I want to ask you a question as we wrap up. Do you trust God? Really? Are you sure? Do you really trust Him? Or are they just theological words? Prepare the way of the Lord, friends. Jesus is coming soon. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Go to our website, saveus.org. Avail yourself of all of the things that we afford there. The brand new website, saveus.org. Please, if you value what we're doing, become a partner. Don't continue to leave it for somebody else to do it. God bless you. Be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of L.A. Marzulli, and we're going to be talking about Watchers 6. And that's Lynn's latest book, L.A.'s latest book. And basically, you know, have you ever thought that if there were really giants in America at one time, that you wouldn't have heard of them? Giants were 8 feet tall, 10 feet tall, 12 feet tall, 16 feet tall. How could you conceal something like that? Well, very simply, ladies and gentlemen, your reality is created by the people who control the media, and the people who control the media have an agenda. And there's so much about the history of the America, of our nation, that you will never hear about, and especially the spiritual implications of what's going on. L.A., you pick up the story from there.
Well, first of all, Dr. Stan, thanks so much for having me on the show. It's been a while, and it's good to be back here again. And, of course, I'll see you at the Colorado Springs Conference coming up on the Friday this week, and I think there's like 25 speakers, 25 speakers who will be participating in that, and it's really going to be a fun 3 or 4 days.
So well, you know, that is the most amazing thing, L.A. Those are some of the finest speakers in the country, and I mean, people, Chuck Messer will be there, and Tom Horn, and you, and so many of the people of regular guests on Radio Liberty are all going to be there. They're going to be well over 1,000 people in the audience there for a three-day conference, and a lot of people are going to be watching this on television at home as well. I'm amazed that there's this much interest. I'm flattered to be asked to be one of the speakers, and really looking forward to seeing you and the other leaders in this effort to warn people about the spiritual implications of what's coming down the line. But you pick up the story.
Thank you so much. Well, this all started off with a trip to Ohio at a conference about 2 years ago. And when I was there, my colleague and friend Russ Dizdar, who will also be speaking in Colorado this weekend, said, L.A., do you know where you're going? And I said, yeah, I'm going to Newark, Ohio, Russ. And he said, well, no, do you really know where you're going? He said, you buy your computer? And I said, yeah. And he goes, type in Nephilim Chronicles, Fallen Angels in the Ohio Valley. So I did that, kind of like, what the heck? And up comes this book by this author by the name of Fritz Zimmerman. And here I was going to this place, and I had no idea what was actually there thousands of years before the city of Newark, Ohio, was created. And, of course, what I'm talking about specifically is the Great Circle Mountain Octagon Mount Complex, which was built about 3,000 to 3,500 years ago. And I went there, and my jaw was literally on the ground the entire weekend. I was absolutely taken aback. I got a hold of Fritz Zimmerman. I made another trip back there several months later, and Fritz and I spent several days looking at everything and walking the mounds. And I read his book and started doing my own digging. Well, you know, I had thought that I had really done everything I was going to do with the Nephilim. And I guess God had other plans, because what I realize now is I barely scratched the surface with the first five books, which are worth reading. I'm not dismissing them. But this book, On the Trail of the Nephilim, has opened up just entirely new vistas for me, and frankly for the reader. And what we're trying to do, of course, is nail it down with DNA testing. We've done some testing, which is actually not in the book, but is mentioned in Watchers 6. I speak, of course, of Raman spectroscopy, and we'll get into that maybe a little bit later. But what we've discovered, and what the concept is, this: that the Smithsonian Institute and other institutions in academia have attempted at all costs to uphold the Darwinian paradigm, which is sacrosanct to them.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with L.A. Marzulli, one of the most amazing stories you'll ever hear.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and L.A. is simply saying that when he went to Ohio, wirelessly, he found evidence that there had been this race of people living there 3,500 years ago. Now, how do you put that in perspective? Well, that's about the time, certainly, that basically Moses was actually going into the land of Israel. That was about 1,500 years B.C. That's about 3,500 years ago. Well, certainly there were things here in America at that time, and basically what happened was, probably close to 100 years ago, why the Smithsonian Institute sent their agents out to collect these bones of the giants, and many of them were up to 12 feet tall, and they were to be put on display, but there's been an organized effort to deceive the public, and basically, of course, these bones of Sydney were never displayed, and now they're denied that they ever were found. And yet, of course, L.A. had actually employed a gentleman who went through the ancient records, old records, written 125, 150 years ago, and found over 250 references to these skeletons of these giants that existed here in America 3,500 years ago. So why is there this effort to cover this up? Well, L.A. believes this is has to do with the Darwin's concept, and it may well be. Or there may be other things, but the important thing is they're lying to the American public about the fact that these giants existed or that they were here. And of course, many people believe that these are Nephilim, that these certainly are the offspring of these demonic forces. And perhaps this is the reason that the people from the Smithsonian and other scientific, so-called scientific organizations don't want you to know, because the last thing they would want you to know is there's any validity to the stories in the scriptures. So go right ahead, Ellie.
That was a great summation, Dr. Stan. Incredible. I'm going to read you just a couple of clippings. This is from May 31st, 1919. Seymour, Texas, May 30th. Oil drillers claim to have found bones of a prehistoric giant 10 feet high. Mexico City, August 17th, 1922. The Department of Agriculture yesterday received from an agent in Tiburon Island, Gulf of California, the skeleton of a primitive man more than 10 feet tall. It was found a few days ago. Other bones of similar size have been encountered. February 2nd, 1909. The skeleton of a prehistoric man of large size has been found in a town 10 miles southeast of the city of Mexico. According to news received here yesterday, the discovery was made by a peon who unearthed a skeleton which measured about 15 feet in height. Goes from there. September 27, 1924, a dispatch from Cassopolis, Missouri, says that an opening a mound near Diamond Lake Wednesday, a giant of prehistoric race was unearthed. The bones of the skeleton are well preserved. A lower jaw is immense. An ordinary jawbone fits inside with ease. By measurement, the distance from the top of the skull to the upper end of the thigh bone is 5 feet 5 inches. A doctor who was present stated that the man must have been 11 feet tall. And yet, of course, Dr. Stan, when you talk about this to archaeologists, they fall back on, well, these medical doctors in 1920, because that was 1924, so that's less than 100 years ago. So that doctor did not know how to measure an articulated or a disarticulated skeleton. In other words, here's a man that's trained. He knows anatomy. That's and I don't have to tell you this. You know anatomy. You have to. And he estimates this being was 11 feet tall. Well, look, if it was one story, we dismiss it. But there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories like this. Obviously, someone or a group of people are attempting to obfuscate what is really happening and keep it from the American public and from people. Why? Very simple reason. Because it goes against the Darwinian paradigm and shows that there is a supernatural, as you've mentioned many times, Dr. Stan, on your show, and that supernatural coincides with the biblical narrative that tells us that the fallen angels had sex with the women, the Nephilim were the offspring of that. And as you pointed out, about 3,500 years ago, the diaspora of the Levant, or which is known as the Promised Land, happened when Joshua and Caleb pressed into what is known as the Promised Land. There were Nephilim tribes there. There's a mandate that's given from a loving, holy God to wipe them all out. Men, women, children, animals, burn everything. And that does not go really well with, the God of love, does it? So there's something else in operation here. And most biblical scholars can't reconcile that and figure out what is really going on. The moment we plug the Nephilim, the progeny of the fallen angels, everything begins to make sense. And there are over 20 Nephilim tribes in this area. And Dr. Stan, they don't all look alike. That's why there's different tribes. They all have different genetic characteristics. And yet the mandate is to wipe them all out. And there's a reason for that. Again, because these are demonic hybrid creatures which were never supposed to exist. And that's why the finality of a judgment, there's not a shred of grace and mercy. And yet, conversely, there's grace and mercy that is shown to Nineveh. And these guys invented the word barbarian. They would, when you went to Nineveh in the ancient world, you saw a row of stakes around the city. And on every one of those stakes were the decapitated head of a victim. They would flay their their captives alive and tacked the skins up on the wall. These people invented the word barbarian. And yet God sends Jonah to preach to them. Grace and mercy is extended to the people of Nineveh. And they do repent, by the way. But you never, ever, where the Nephilim are there in the flood in Sodom and Gomorrah, in the conquest of Canaan, that olive branch, that grace and mercy is never, ever extended to the Nephilim. And so as Joshua and Caleb come into the promised land, the tribes begin to migrate in panic. Some of them go north through Europe and wind up in the Ohio Valley. Others, and Thor Heyerdahl proved this, I got it, it's in my book, On the Trail with the Nephilim, they sailed across the Atlantic and wound up in South America. And they began to create what we call, what I call, Nephilim architecture. The architecture, Dr. Stan, that is in the Ohio Valley, you can only see it from the air. And it is done with mathematical precision. Also, there was human sacrifice found on that site, that was unearthed on that site. Native Americans, when asked, did you create these? They denied it. Go back when the white men first started, it was there. When they came into the land, these sites were already there.
No, let me repeat that. Basically, L.A. is saying, look, when the Indians came, American Indians came into this area, the sites were already there. In other words, they came in after the Nephilim had been there and it had died out. But the Nephilim were there, these giants. And basically, how could you conceal something like that? Well, basically, if you read L.A.'s book, and it's called Watchers Sick, We Carry It, we think it's an important book, there's actually a reproduction of page after page after page of newspaper articles, from 100 years ago, and all talking about these giants that have been found. But you're never going to see this mentioned in textbooks. You're never going to see this discussed on university campuses, because university campuses are dedicated to one thing, that's destroying faith in God and convincing people that evolution is the reality. And certainly the idea that man was created or this is spiritual battle going on, that has to be totally suppressed. And boy, do they do a good job of it, because the average student can come out of university and have no idea about the truth of what's going on. In fact, it took me a decade or more to unlearn all the things I'd been conditioned to believe when I was certainly in college, but go right ahead.
Well, yeah, let me pick it up from there, because it gets even better. What we find, Dr. Stan, is that these giants were everywhere in the Americas. I actually spoke to a full-blooded Native American First Nation person, Robert Mirabal, and when I saw his pageant, this guy's a Grammy Award-winning musician, and he has a troupe of musicians and actors that travel with them, and they reenact these stories that have been passed down orally from grandson to, or from grandfather or great, 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 great grandfather, down it goes. These stories go back hundreds and hundreds of years. And so I'm watching this. Someone sent me the link, and I'm watching this thing by Robert Mirabal, and he starts off and he basically says, and I write this in the book, I'm a Trail with the Nephilim verbatim, a long time ago, the people from the sky came and saw the daughters of men and women, and they had union with them, and sons and daughters were born to them, and giants were in the land. Dr. Stan, it mirrors our Genesis 6 account almost verbatim. And when I called Robert and I said, where did you get this story? He said his grandfather told it to him. Well, where did he get it? His grandfather told it to him, and back and back and back it goes. It's the oral tradition. I was just in, and this will be in volume 2. Several months back, I was in Navajo country, and I sat down with a woman who heard the same kind of a story through her grandmother, oral tradition, about the giants in the land. It's there. It's there. It's not fantasy. It's not, superstition. It's funny, when you talk to the archaeologists about this, and not all of them, I'm sort of painting with a broad brush, but, oh, well, that's superstition. We can't discount that. And yet, when you say, wait a minute, the American Indians say they didn't build the Great Circle Mound or the Octagon Mound. These people didn't have mathematics. Which is needed to build these structures. They didn't have this stuff. Well, you're a racist by saying that. And yet you're not a racist when you point out, hey, the oral tradition is supporting that there are giants in the land. Then these same archaeologists will flip the tables and go, you're a racist because you believe that they didn't build the mound, but they're not a racist by saying that the oral tradition doesn't hold water. It's like, what? Once again, falling out of my chair. And speaking with Robert Mirabal and talking to this Navajo elderess at the Navajo Indian Reservation, something is going on that goes back about 3,000 years. And what it does is it bolsters the biblical worldview, Dr. Stan. And we from there, we went to Peru. I'm kind of jumping here a little bit. But all this is sealed up like a drum, literally. It's tight in the United States. You can't see anything. Now, recently, I've had, and this will be in volume two, I've had two doors that have opened for me. I'll be traveling to an undisclosed site where I'll be looking at a journal from the 1920s where a particular person apparently unearthed 9 to 10 footers. The journal has never been seen by anyone. It's held in a museum. No one has photographed it. No one has read through it, best of my knowledge. I'll also be flying to another state in the Midwest where I've been granted access into the archives to explore a dig that happened in the 20s where, once again, 9 to 10 footers were unearthed. And apparently there were pictures, but who knows? Most of this stuff has been sanitized. When I was down at UCLA several months back to look at the collection of supposedly artifacts that were dug out from a site in Southern California, it was sanitized. Part of the collection is England. The other part is in France. And what I got to look at here was strictly Native American. So everything here is under lock and key. The American public never sees doodly squat as to what's going on. But here's where...
Hold the thought.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and L.A. is simply saying that since he began talking about these giants and writing about them and doing videos on them, why he starts getting information from various people. And basically, he was actually told about these elongated skulls in Peru. And so he went down there thinking he was going to be able to see them in the museum. But apparently they'd been locked away for several months. And so he at least initially wasn't able to see the elongated skulls. But were these actually simply elongated, simply intentionally? In other words, did they bind the heads to do this? Or were these simply abnormal skulls because these belong to Nephilim or to giants of some sort? What do we know about these skulls?
Well, it was interesting. I also wanted to see what is called the two golden mummies, which were openly on display at the Lehman Museum. And these mummies, Dr. Stan, were seated, and they were over 9 feet tall. They're gone. So we see that the window is closing. So we drove out to Paracas. We were able to actually handle it.
L.A., before you go on, yes. What happened to the sitting, these 9-foot giants?
No one knows. Just like the Museum of Anthropology in Lima, that room that had all the elongated skulls, shut down, can't see it. You know, we were there. We talked to one of the not docents, but one of the people that works in the museum. They have 10,000 skeletons and 300 mummies. And where are they? They're in the back. Can we see them? No, you can't see them. Once again, the doors are closed. Can't see anything. But the private museum, which is where we wound up going, they still have the artifacts, Dr. Stan. And that's why we went to Paracas. Because in Paracas, there's a private museum. We got to go in there. It was like a kid in a candy store. And I don't mean that in a macabre sense of the way. Of the word, but finally we had evidence where we could take DNA testing. We took back hair samples. We'll talk about the hair samples in a little bit. Out of the 40 skulls that we saw, about 4 of them displayed true genetic anomalies. The other ones were more or less head-binded. But see, that brings us back to the reason or the question, why are these people emulating this shape? Why are they binding the head of the infant to try to make this cone head shape? What is desirable about them, about this shape? And we actually saw the actual device which is used to bind the child's head, the infant's head. That's the picture of that is also in the book. That particular device was found in Machongo's graveyard, which is this ancient graveyard, thousands of years old, where we got to walk around and see it. The most bizarre place I've ever been. Potsherds everywhere, human remains, bits of skeleton, entire skulls. I mean, it's like a nightmare. It really is. And it's a desert, Dr. Stan. As far as you can see, it's just this white sand. Looks like the Sahara. No, about a quarter of an inch, maybe a year of rainfall there. So everything is in a perfect place of preservation. And the skulls that we were handling were literally thousands of years old, literally. And we got to weigh them, handle them, test them, look at them. And what makes these skulls very unique, and obviously as a medical doctor, you know where I'm going with this, but some of the largest skulls, and we could tell pretty much the difference between the male and the female skulls. The males, the maxilla and the mandible, much more robust. There were brow ridges right in the brow, very pronounced brows, almost like what you would consider Cro-Magnon. But in the ones that were not cradle headboarded, the genetic anomaly seemed to be the absence of 2 parietal plates. The human skull has 4 plates, the frontal plate, the 2 parietal, and the occipital plate in the rear. And these are all sort of stitched together. They call them sutures. And they are sutures. They hold the plates together. And that parietal plate, when a child is born, there's a hole there. It's called the fontanelle, and that is open. As the child grows older, that fontanelle, of course, closes. Well, that parietal suture extends from the frontal plate to the occipital plate. And when a person gets maybe 80 or 90 years old, some of that suture disappears. But guess what? There's always a trace. Well, I went and Joe Taylor made a cast of what we believe is a female. I'm looking at it right now. And I've taken this to two different dentists who have examined the teeth. And because of the wisdom teeth come in between 18 and 25, they're able to ascertain that this skull, because there are no wisdom teeth, and in fact, one of them shows a little bit of a bud coming in. One dentist believed that this skull is about between 18 and 25. Dr. Stan, it shows no sign of a parietal suture, none. There's only one parietal plate instead of the two parietal plates. So the skull that the cast that I'm looking at in Joe Taylor of the Mount Blanc Museum did the cast. It'll be at Colorado, Dr. Stan. I can't wait for you to really look at it and see it firsthand. But we believe this is a female, and we think that the hypothesis that we're going on is that there's genetic manipulation that's happening to these people.
Amazingly,
it's even more mysterious.
Now, are these Mayan people? Are these Inca people? Are these predate those Indians?
Yeah, they do. They're completely.
So basically, this is a thing you're not supposed to understand. I mean, the Mayans were there; they disappeared. The Incas were there; they disappeared. But here's another group that disappeared long before. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Went here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And suddenly, L.A. is simply saying that when they were suddenly in Peru at the private museum, they were able to get hair. And the hair is a reddish hair now. Suddenly, the Mayans, the Incans, the other people didn't have reddish hair. So obviously, if this is reddish hair, and this goes back suddenly 3,500 years or so ago, when, of course, this skeleton was a live human being, or perhaps it was a Nephilim. We don't know, and they're going to do a lot more in the way of study on this and DNA analysis. But fascinating information to realize that long before there was the Incas and the Mayas, there was another race here. And, of course, it's LA's certainly contention. These could very well have been the Nephilim who actually fled the Holy Land ahead after Jericho was destroyed. And, of course, God had given the land to the Jewish people, and they were going to claim it. And so the Nephilim simply fled, and they fled across the ice, suddenly in the wintertime, and came into North America. Perhaps they went by boat. Under any circumstances, they settled all over North America and all over South America. And there's an organized effort by our major museums to conceal the fact that they have these giant skeletons or the background of this other race. You're not supposed to know these things, ladies and gentlemen. Most of what you're taught in college, most of what you read in the newspapers, most of what you see on television is designed not to educate you, not to reveal what's gone on in the past, but to conceal it. Well, before we go on, LA, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and suddenly get access to your excellent information.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. You can get Watcher 6 and the new book, On the Trail of a Nephilim. By the way, Dr. Stan, it's an oversized book, 8.5 by 11, with four-color printing. And the, you know how most books, the pictures are in the middle? Well, I didn't want to do that. It's just so cheesy. So we spent extra money. We made an oversized book, four-color printing, and the pictures are all the way through it. There's at least 120 full-colored pictures that are in there that were taken on-site. So you really get it. The viewer, when you get the book, you really get an idea of what we're talking about. So it's not a little 5x8 book with a small little section of pictures that are black and white in the center. Full-color, 8.5x11, you really get a sense of what's going on. And that's, you save $10 if you buy both of them together on the website. That's lamarzulli.net, www.lamarzulli.net, and you can avail yourself of what I believe is critical information, because it really blows the lid, in my opinion, off a Darwinian paradigm and points to the biblical narrative as being the truth.
Which basically, of course, then you have the one book, which is called On the Watcher 6, and then is the On the Trail of the Nephilim, a separate book?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So there are two books, because we actually carry the Watcher 6. But anyway, you go right ahead.
Yeah, Watcher 6 is the DVD, and On the Trail of a Nephilim is the book.
Okay, fine. Well, that's what we have. We actually have the book that they're talking about.
Buy from Dr. Stan, folks. Support him.
Okay.
Support his ministry.
Well, you go right ahead.
So anyway, so we took the hair, and we had a control sample, a human hair. We had a dyed human hair to see what that would look like. We had the red hair, or the so-called auburnish red hair, from the mummy from Paracas, Peru. That's at least 1,000 years old. I'm being extremely conservative. It's probably closer to 3,000, but 1,000 to 2,000 years. Let's just call it a nap. And then we had a, because of our lab assistant and because of what we travel in and do, a man had been abducted, Dr. Stan, and he had been forced to have sex with a hybrid being. And I realized that sounds crazy. Okay. But we have the hair from the hybrid female, which he had the presence of mind when he awakened that morning to keep. It's blonde, very blonde, almost whitish in color. So we took these hair samples, and we went into a machine called Raman spectroscopy, which measures the molecular structure of whatever you're examining and plots it out on a graph so you can see what it looks like, okay? And the human hair just kind of does a nice little inverted U. It just kind of comes up, does a little U, and then trails off, all right? The dyed hair comes in at the same place the human hair, but goes right up through the top of the chart and is gone. This is where it gets interesting. The hybrid hair, the white hair, and the reddish hair from Paracas, the slope on the graph, they track, Dr. Stan, and I'll show that in Colorado. And it's in Watcher 6. It'll also be in Volume 2. It's so important. And I've showed this to a pastor, actually, who knew a lot about Raman spectroscopy. This is what his degree was. It was in biology. And when I showed him this, he said, you can't look at this and know anything about what Raman spectroscopy is and understand that scientifically there's got to be a connection between this so-called hybrid hair and this 2,000-year-old mummy hair from Paracas. there's a definite connection because the slopes match. Every little jot and tittle, every move, they match. So there's a correlation between the hybrid hare and the mummy hare. And, of course, we are desperately trying to get DNA samples to do DNA testing because that will be – that's the final word. Until we get the DNA testing, we don't know. But that's what we've discovered. That's what's in the book. And you know, not only that, Dr. Stan, but when we went to places like Sacsayhuaman, Ollantaytambo, Waitara, all very strange-sounding names, and we flew to Cusco, and we went to a place called Sacsayhuaman, and it's about 12,000 feet above sea level, very difficult to move. Well, at 12,000 feet above sea level, there was this very large wall complex. It's called Sacsayhuaman. And in it were these stones. And these stones were placed with such precision without mortar. And the cuttings of the stone are polygonal. In other words, there's multi-sides to the stone. And these cuts go all the way through the stone. Yet, the stones were quarried 40 to 60 miles away and somehow moved and fitted to the site at 12,000 feet above sea level. The joints are so fine that you cannot stick a piece of paper through it, even a human hair. That's how tight the joints are. And what's amazing about this, we saw this in Cusco. We saw it again in Ollantaytambo. We saw it at Sacsayhuaman, at Waitara. Whoever is building this is using building techniques that you would be hard-pressed. It would cost millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars, to be able to duplicate the stonework. And we're left with two scenarios. The one scenario is what the History Channel, with all due respect, and the ancient aliens and the ancient astronaut crowd are always trying to tell us, that these beings came from Zeta Reticuli or the Pleiades. They were the ancient astronauts we revisited thousands of years ago, the workings of Eric von Däniken. And that's the paradigm which has dominated the conversation literally for decades. But guess what? There's another paradigm. And that's the paradigm which I've written 7 books about. And that is the idea that fallen angels once were here. In my opinion, Dr. Stamm, these sites that I mentioned, Sacsayhuaman, Ollantaytambo, Waitara, and others down in Peru, all bear resemblance to what we see happening in Egypt with the Great Pyramid. And this, again, in my opinion, is Nephilim architecture. There's a supernatural element to it. The hand of a man cannot duplicate this stuff, even today in modernity.
And basically, because we've watched the DVD, and you'll see actually this architecture, these stones, beautifully crafted stone wall. And then suddenly later on, another stone wall was built on top of that to make it higher. But it was anywhere near as well done as this one that was done thousands and thousands of years ago. I mean, I think that was really what was so amazing as we watched your DVD.
Yeah, it's all in Watcher 6, and there's still photos, of course, are in Amun Trail with Nephilim. But when we're there, I mean, and this is why it's just watching a DVD, getting the book, it's like you're there, and we're walking through it, and we're taking our time to talk to Brian about it, and we're the stones that were quarried were called andesite, and these stones are very, very hard, and copper chisels cannot shape them or cut them. So here, I mean, you've got a real conundrum. You've got a real enigma happening here. The Inca, who when the Spaniards came to Sacsayhuaman and they saw it, they asked the Inca, who built these? You know what the Inca said? The giants built them. It was here when we got here. We found it. It was here already when we got here. That's what the Inca told the Spaniards. I mean, this stuff goes back thousands and thousands of years and speaks of a technology which has been lost. We have no idea. And you know, Dr. Stan, some of these stones in Sacsayhuaman, and they're megalithic, they're huge. They weigh between 40 and over 120 tons. 120-ton stone carried 40 to 60 miles that shaped some of these stones. One of my favorite ones is one of the big ones with 10 sides that you can see. 10 sides to that stone shaped. And guess what? All the other stones that are around it fit perfectly. And it's not just, they're not just dressing the front of the stone. These cuts go clear through the stone and they're polished surfaces. And this creates an interlocking web of stonework, which has withstood thousands of years, including all the earthquakes in Peru. Nothing has moved. It's astounding when you see it, when your hand touches it. When I stood next to it, when I held it, you know, beheld it from a elevated place and looked down on it. Mind-boggling, absolutely mind-boggling.
And Chris, you get the impression that there was a degree of intelligence that existed thousands of years ago that does not exist today. I mean, certainly we can move massive stones, but we have to have massive cranes and things to do it. They didn't have massive cranes. They were able to move these things. And have you ever seen some of the stones over there, certainly on the wall of the Temple Mount in Israel? I mean, some of these stones are 40 feet long and 15 feet high and maybe 20 feet deep. How would you move a stone like that? Human beings could not do that. So it's almost as if there has to be another force there. And this is, I'm sure, the thought there is a supernatural power these people tap into, which we don't understand.
Yeah.
But then so much of what's going on today, you're not supposed to understand. You're not even supposed to question everything. You're to accept exactly what you're told by certainly our great museums like the Smithsonian, which is hiding many of these statues of these creatures who were 12 or 14 feet tall or even taller. Go ahead.
And we're there. We're looking at the stonework. And again, it's one thing to talk about it and look at pictures, but when you're actually there on site, it's just mind-boggling. And I believe, Dr. Stan, that all this architecture was the remnant of some great civilization which covered the earth. And when we were in Huatara, we came upon this Catholic church, and the Catholic church built over this site. And it's like night and day. You can see the original stonework, which is absolutely magnificent and perfect and so fine. Once again, the joint, you can't stick a human hair between them. And above it is what I would call indigenous or Inca slop. It's mortar. It's just every rock. The joints are huge. And above that is Spanish, and there's the Catholic Church. Well, when you round the bend and you come into the courtyard, and I first looked at the wall, I turned to Richard, my partner in the Watcher series, and I said, oh, my gosh, are we in Egypt or Peru? Because the similarities between structures is just so obvious. And what we had this sort of a cosmic download, Dr. Stan, while we were in Cusco, ruminating on all the things that we had seen. And I've never had this with another human being before. But Richard and I are walking in the streets of Cusco. We had just left dinner, and we're talking about what we had seen and these artifacts and the fact that earlier on another Watchers, we had been to the Dallas area where we went to a rock wall, and we looked at that, and there was like all these ancient architecture, and something was going on, and that's when it hit us. And it's in the book, and it's in the DVD, that there was an ancient grid system. These stones have what's called piezoelectric properties. In other words, they can conduct electricity. These were not temples that were built. They were not temples. They were some sort of architecture which created either electromagnetic force fields or some type of communication, and they were deliberately destroyed in some sort of a cataclysmic event. When we stood on Ollantaytambo, there's only one wall that's intact. Everything else has been destroyed. And you can see where something very forceful and cataclysmic came in and destroyed this, whatever it was, this area. And the stones are smashed, and then they're on the valley floor below. And it's everywhere. Something happened. What our theory was, and we're not the first people to come up with this, because New Agers have been talking about this for decades. There was a grid that the ancients set up. And this grid is not a good thing, Dr. Stan. And this leads even more mystery and more depth to when Jesus says, as in the days of Noah, so it will be when the Son of Man returns. We know that the fallen one will set up some sort of a global religion and global worldwide government. We know that. The book of Revelation tells us that that's what's going to happen. Well, Jesus tells us it'll be like the days of Noah. And that statement is so pregnant with meaning, I believe I've just scratched the surface with it. There was an ancient grid that existed in the days of Noah that was destroyed. The fallen one has been trying to reestablish that grid over and over and over and over again. I'll just give you one little thing because I know we're running out of time before I come to the punchline here. I interviewed a man by the name of Kelsey Stone, whose family, the Stone family, their grandfather bought this site, which they call America's Stonehenge. They've carbon dated it to 4,000 years ago. It's very, very old. Well, a henge is a circle, and this is America's Stonehenge. That's what they've nicknamed it. And in the summer solstice, you can stand in the center of their circle and look out to a standing stone, which has been placed into the ground. And above that standing stone rises the summer sun, the summer solstice sunrise. And so Kelsey Stone's on Google Earth, and he decides to draw a line from the center of the henge out to the standing stone and then extend it. So he does this, and he extends it and extends it and extends it and extends it further. And he's going across the Atlantic Ocean. But lo and behold, he winds up bisecting the center trilithon at Stonehenge directly in the center. You can't do that in the ancient world. I've gone to a surveyor in Malibu and asked, is there any way to do this in the ancient world? He says, no, you've got to be in the air to triangulate it to be that precise. He's gone thousands and thousands of miles, and that line intersects the center trilithon standing in Stonehenge. But way to get better.
The Stonehenge in England. Go ahead.
Stonehenge in England. When he extends the line, remember, from New Hampshire to England, and it bisects Stonehenge, the center trilithon. Trilithon is two pillars and a cross stone. That's what the trilithon is. Okay? When he extends that line further, he winds up in Beirut, Lebanon. Beirut, Lebanon is the home of the Phoenicians. The Phoenicians were descendants from the Canaanites. The Canaanites were a Nephilim tribe.
And basically, where is the American Stonehenge that you're describing?
In New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, these are things you're never going to hear elsewhere, but this is so vitally important. You understand that most of the truth you're never going to get from the major media because it's controlled. What is its purpose? Not to reveal, but to conceal the past. And basically, there was other races of people here, and there were giants in the land, just as we're told in the Bible. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap tonight's program with L.A. Marzulli.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca, and that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with L.A. Marzulli. I think he's certainly one of the most courageous people. He's out there working all across America, North America and South America, trying to put together the pieces of this puzzle. And what is it to be coming up with? The fact that there were giants in our land as well as in and certainly over in the Mideast, certainly going back thousands of years, and basically that there really are supernatural forces here. You hear all these stories about the aliens and about the certainly the alien races and these visitors from other planets, and this is all to confuse you so that you will not recognize that we're dealing with a spiritual battle, and these are demonic beings and demonic forces, and there really is a supernatural element that you can tap into, but you tap into it at the risk of your eternal soul. Well, basically, of course, we do carry Lynn's book, and it's a little expensive, but it has already dozens of colored pictures in it. It's called Watcher 6, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. You'll find it fascinating. And he has something, page after page after page of reproductions of the articles that come from newspapers and magazines 100 years ago, talking about the giants. And now, of course, everything is done to conceal that from the American people. And you're to believe what you're told by the media, and you're told in school, and you're told in college, and you're told by the Smithsonian and other parts and parcel of this effort, organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people. And that is that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing that battle because, of course, they've gained control of our, certainly the major elements of our society. They control our educational system. They've infiltrated our churches. They have their people planted in the media and the military and the banking and the corporations and in the government. And they're largely able to control what the American people think and believe. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's why you need to get Professor Ben Bagdikian's book. It's called The New Media Monopoly. Now, Professor Bagdikian is a left-wing college professor. He thinks that the right-wing controls the media, but his book is excellent. He just doesn't understand the Trilateral Commission and the Brotherhood of Darkness, but his book, The New Media Monopoly, we recommend to you. And then, of course, we certainly have all sorts of information available through Radio Liberty to give you the background of what's taking place today. We have a 4-CD set on the supernatural, a 4-CD set on the supernatural, a 4-CD set on satanic crimes. We have a book on satanic crimes. We certainly have Malachi Martin's excellent 4-CD set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Malachi was a Jesuit priest, a confidant of Pope John the 23rd. And he tells you some of the most amazing stories about the Catholic Church, stories that every Catholic should understand, to understand that their religion has been infiltrated, just like the Protestant religion has been infiltrated. They're dark and sinister spiritual forces that have captured control of the reins of Christianity to neutralize the Christians in this country. And our job is to try to get them alarmed and educated. And that's why we hope that if you're out there in the listening audience, you go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our live programs there 4 hours a day. You can certainly get our archive programs, and they're all archived. You can listen to them 24 hours a day. You have our permission to copy our interviews and distribute them, even to copy our CDs and our DVD sets, and But you need to get this information out. So many people are simply misled today and have no idea what is really going on in the world. And our job is to educate them, and that's why I do what I do 5 hours a day. And if you're in a position to help us finance our network of radio stations, we do have radio stations all across America. We have probably close to 14, 15 outlets for this one program. But we need your help to maintain our network. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'll appreciate your help. And if you're not in a position, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of David Rubin, who's over in Israel and is going to bring us up to date on what's happening in that land today. David, thank you very much for being with us again.
You're welcome. Good to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us what's going on over in Israel at the present time? Because we're not getting a lot of the information, but my understanding is that many of the people there are really very much concerned that there might very well be an attack. We've heard that people are suddenly getting their gas masks and their areas where they're going to be distributing water. Many people are told to actually have their a safe room where they can go in case of a biological chemical attack. But what would you like to talk about this evening?
Well, I could tell you quite a number of things, and there, everything that you've said is true. But it's not even a question at the moment people preparing their safe rooms. In fact, in Israel, anyone who builds a new house is required to have that safe room, to have a bomb shelter all prepared. It's an absolute requirement by law. You are not allowed to build the house without taking on the expense of having that bomb shelter built. So that's something that is always on our minds. You know, you cannot enter a bomb shelter without knowing that you're entering a bomb shelter. That's one thing, but. Why are we so concerned, and why is there such a feeling that we are on the verge of another war, and have been on that verge for some time now? The reason is because there are a few reasons. One is that there are over 100,000 missiles being directed at Israel's main cities as we speak, from the Hezbollah terrorist organization in Lebanon, from the Hamas terrorist organization in Gaza. We have as well the chaos in Egypt, where you have different forces fighting each other and some degree of anarchy in the Sinai Desert, which is adjacent to Israel. And then in Syria, you have a civil war going on between the Shiite-run Assad government and the, on one hand, and they're fighting against the Syrian opposition, which is basically a group of Islamic rebels. And the Muslim Brotherhood is very strong in those Islamic rebels, and Al-Qaeda is very strong in those Islamic rebels in Syria. So all of that chaos going on our borders combines with the ongoing terrorism that we have within our borders from the Palestinian Authority-sponsored terrorist organizations. And it all combines to create a very, very difficult situation.
Well, I certainly share your concern about it, and certainly the safety of Israel, I think, is the concern of most Christians here in this country. But basically, because Israel is sitting in a difficult position, basically either side in Syria would be dangerous for them. But if the rebels were to take over Syria, I would think that would be a catastrophe. Assad's government is not perfect, but at least it has lived in relative peace with Israel for many years. But certainly if Assad's government is destroyed, I really fear for what would happen to Israel. What is your thoughts on that? What about the rebels winning and certainly the fact that America is backing the rebels? And if those rebels win, they could have a disastrous effect on Israel. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Dr. Stan, and David is simply talking about the fact that certainly Syria has been helping Hezbollah, and Hezbollah, of course, is in occupying Lebanon, and Hezbollah certainly has, in, at least in the past, attacked Israel on a number of occasions. Right now, Israel, Hezbollah is not attacking Israel. They have a number of missiles. They're not using them. They're using their troops over in Syria to back Assad, and basically when Hezbollah brought their troops into Syria, why it began to tip the balance of the fighting away from the rebels, and Assad seems to be doing fairly well. In fact, everything points out or suggests that if there's no dramatic change, or if America doesn't intervene in that war, that of course the rebels will be forced into a very defensive position, and at least in part because Hezbollah's help for Assad. And then, of course, Russia is helping them as well. Iraq is helping them. Iran is helping Assad. So basically, on the one side, you have the Russians, you have Iran, you have Iraq, you have Hezbollah, you have, of course, Syria itself. On the other side, you have the United States helping the terrorists, actually helping al-Qaeda, aligned along with Saudi Arabia and Dubai and certainly some of the Emirates, and basically with help from England and France. So in many respects, why what's going on in Syria is a battlefield, a real battle between Russia and of course, America. But, of course, it's the Syrians who are being decimated in this terrible battle. Go right ahead. Would you agree that this is, in many respects, very much of a war between the two of the great superpowers today? Only the Syrians are certainly the victims of this war.
Well, I think that the obviously the United States has sided with one side, and the Russians have sided with the other side. In that respect, it's true. But as I've explained in both of my recent books, the Islamic tsunami and the peace for peace, the conflict is really between Sunni Muslims and Shiite Muslims. And those two Muslim groups are basically arguing over between each other and fighting between each other to see which is going to lead the Islamic tsunami against the West. And will the Sunnis, headed by Saudi Arabia and the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda, lead that struggle against the West? Or will the Shiites, headed by Iran and working together with Hezbollah and Assad in Syria, will they lead the Islamic tsunami? That is the real question here. And that's really what's going on. You have the Shiite Muslims and the Sunni Muslims. But the Shiite Muslims and the Sunni Muslims are ideologically aligned. They're just strategically not aligned. They're ethnically not aligned. And what they both want is the destruction of Israel and the destruction of Judeo-Christian civilization, which is how they will refer to the West. They consider those in the West to be the Christian infidels. And they consider those in Israel, of course, to be the Jewish infidels. And they see both of us, both of our houses, as their enemy. So when we talk about Islamists or Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah, it doesn't matter what we call them. They are basically Islamic ideologues that want to see the destruction of the West. And they have their internal ethnic rivalries, and that's what's going on in Syria today. It's an internal ethnic rivalry.
And I certainly agree with you, David. The only question that really puzzles me is why in heaven's name is the United States backing Al-Qaeda and the radical Islamists and the Muslim Brotherhood? Why are we backing those fighters in Syria? Why don't we just get out of there altogether? Why would we be fighting people who hate America? Why would we be financing people who hate America and who hate Israel? That just doesn't make sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense if you take it out of context. But if you understand it in context, then you understand that President Obama comes from an Islamic background. Yes, I know he says that he's not a Muslim, but he's influenced by that Islamic background. I mean, nobody would dispute that he grew up as a Muslim, as a Sunni Muslim in Indonesia. And growing up as a Sunni Muslim, he was influenced by that. He feels a certain sense of affinity with the Sunni Muslim world and the Muslim world as a whole. So, and along with that, hand in hand with that, there's a strange kind of alliance that's been formed through the years between the Islamic ideologues and the far left in America. Now, President Obama, you have to remember, is not just a product of the Islamic world, he's also a product of the far left in Chicago, which those two influences were his main influences as he was growing up and growing into adulthood and his early career in Chicago. So those two forces, the Islamic ideologues and the far left, are what shaped Barack Obama. And I could go into some detail about that as well, as I did in my book, The Islamic Tsunami.
Well, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get copies of your books?
Oh, sure. They can just go to my website, which is davidrubinisrael.com. David Rubin, Rubin spelled R-U-B-I-N, davidrubinisrael.com. And there's lots of information about all three of my books, including The Islamic Tsunami, including Peace for Peace, Israel in the New Middle East, which is the most recent one. Obviously, those two are still very relevant. And they basically tell people what is going on, what's going on beyond the news in the Middle East, because the news that you hear in the media, the news that you read about, whether it's print media or television media, it's just not what is really going on. You're not getting the facts. You're getting some sort of distortion of the facts. So if you read a book like Peace for Peace, Israel in the New Middle East, peace being spelled P-E-A-C-E, you're going to get the fact. You're going to be told what is really going on in the Middle East and why the peace process hasn't worked and why there is bedlam all around Israel and all of these different countries, and why the Arab Spring is not really an Arab Spring.
Well, I certainly concur with you, and of course, our recurrent message to our listeners is you're not going to get the truth by listening to the controlled television or the controlled media in America, and even many of our so-called conservative pundits certainly on talk radio are paid fabulous sums of money not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth about what's really going on today. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for David, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question. Well, David, certainly, do you see a war coming in the near future as far as Israel is concerned, either a war with Syria or with Iran or certainly possibly with Hezbollah there in Lebanon? And certainly, what about Egypt? Egypt seems to be certainly in terrible turmoil today. And I don't think it really matters whether the Muslim Brotherhood is in control or whether the people who are now, of course, working with the military are in control. I don't think that either side favors a long-term peace with Israel. I think that one day Egypt will be utilized as a military force against Israel. What are your thoughts?
Well, we really have to take each one step by step. And firstly, looking at Iran. Iran has been very busy with their nuclear bomb program. This has been going on for years now, and they are getting much closer now, actually very close, maybe even a matter of weeks, from reaching the nuclear threshold, at which point it'll be almost irreversible to stop their nuclear program. Now, this nuclear weapons program is being carried out in heavily fortified bunkers underground in different places in Iran. And they're very clear about their intentions, that they their goal is to destroy Israel. And that's even with the so-called moderate, that the so-called moderate president that was just elected in Iran, that you cannot rely on them for anything other than the attempted destruction of Israel and ultimately the destruction of the United States.
Well, don't you really think that the so-called moderate leader that they've elected in Iran is simply a figurehead? The real power is with the Ayatollahs, and certainly they will tell whoever is elected what to do. The Ayatollahs really run that country with this facade of democracy. Would you agree or disagree with that concept?
Well, we know that the Ayatollahs are in control. We know that the religious leaders in Iran are the ones who really pulling the strings and really in control. At the same time, the moderate, the so-called moderate president that was just elected in Iran, who the United States has been praising, the Obama administration has been praising him, the reality is that his views are very much in favor of the nuclear bomb program. He's saying that he wants to go ahead with the nuclear bomb program, that he's not prepared to stop it. The only difference between a moderate and an extremist in Iran is the public face that they put on it.
I think you're absolutely right. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this whole situation over there in the Middle East really is seething. It's certainly a tinder just waiting for a spark and all to explode. And I'm very concerned about Israel. We'll be back in a moment or two if you have a question or comment. For David Rubin, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is David Rubin. And David is saying that Hezbollah itself has 100,000 missiles. I knew that suddenly Syria has a lot of missiles that they could launch. Hamas has a lot of missiles. But I thought that perhaps there were 100,000 missiles certainly with, among all of the enemies of Israel. But certainly David believes that they 100,000 missals by Hezbollah itself. And that Israel, certainly if it was going to launch an attack on Iran, might very well have to launch a preemptive attack on the southern part of Lebanon and take out the Hezbollah's missiles, because Israel could not withstand that serious attack on its property. And basically, of course, everything suggests, and certainly a number of recent statements by Netanyahu, that Israel is not going to wait indefinitely as far as Iran is concerned. And that increasingly Iran is moving towards that red line. And of course, they cannot allow Iran to cross that red line and to be able to have a nuclear weapon, which could be used against Israel. And so Israel is going to have to intervene before that happens. And it sounds like we're talking within a matter of simply a couple of months, if that long. Is that your impression you get, David? Because you're certainly much closer to this than I am.
Anyone who's been to my website, davidrubinisrael.com, knows that the Hezbollah is in possession of that amount of missiles. And that it's not David Rubin who's saying this. I'm just reflecting it after the Israeli intelligence has said this, and the Israeli intelligence is more reliable than any intelligence service in the rest of the world. I remember going back to 2005 when the Iranians were hard at work, or 2007, I should say, was when the Iranians were hard at work at developing this nuclear bomb program, and the CIA said no, it's not for for evil intent. The CIA said that they believe that the nuclear program in Iran is just for peaceful purposes. And Israeli intelligence, of course, said, well, that's ridiculous. And the CIA eventually backtracked, and they said that they were mistaken. So it's not just David Rubin here in Israel saying that. And anyone who has been to my website, davidrubinisrael.com, knows that I'm not the only one saying this, that this is something that has been said by Israeli intelligence for a number of years. And that amount of missiles, as you can imagine, is a mortal danger to a country. Just try and imagine taking a little state like New Jersey and having... In Pennsylvania, over the New Jersey border in Pennsylvania, having 100,000 missiles being pointed at the main cities in New Jersey. I mean, it would be an absolute catastrophe. But in Israel, you know, this is the situation, and most of the world doesn't realize it because they're not here.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for David, but I think the situation over there is very, very tenuous, and certainly I believe, of course, the situation with Iran is even more tenuous. I think it's not a matter of if, but when Israel is going to do something about Iran. Would that be a fair statement, would you say?
Yeah. Yep, I believe that that is definitely the case. Again, we in Israel look at things with very open eyes. We're a tiny country, smaller than New Jersey, and we can't afford to not be alert and not be prepared for an attack on from any direction. By the way, I didn't mention about Egypt, and you referred to it earlier. Egypt is another country that that is creating big problems for Israel, and the Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamic fundamentalists that were just overthrown in the military coup, that are still a great danger to Israel as long as they're not banned by the military at this point.
Well, I certainly share your concern. And of course, basically, Israel had turned the Sinai over, withdrawn from the Sinai, with the idea that certainly it was to be a buffer between Israel and Egypt. And of course, there would be no troops there. But unfortunately, why? Of course, Egypt has moved their troops into the Sinai extensively to track down some of the members of the Radical Muslim Brotherhood. But is this a forerunner to an attack on Israel? We just have to wait and see. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, this is a seething cauldron. They're going to be very difficult problems. If you have a question, give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is David Rubin. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And David was simply talking about Israel's past history, and of course, not only the Six-Day War, and truly a miraculous war, because in 6 days, Israel was able to defeat Egypt and certainly was able to defeat Syria and take the Golan Heights back, was able to retake Jerusalem from the Palestinians. It was truly a miraculous, an amazing war. 6 days, and Israel was able to conquer all of its enemies. And basically, of course, it was David's remark that it was just like in the days of Joshua. And I said, well, of course, in the days of Joshua, why, God was there? And David's response was, well, he believes God was there in the Six-Day War, and I certainly have always believed that. I do not believe that Israel would be there at all if it were not part of a divine plan. Now, well, basically what's going to happen from here on out, we don't know. But the only reason I believe Israel exists today is because God wants it there. And basically, God will certainly work out his plan, certainly. And I think we're seeing that being fulfilled now. But I feel we're moving rapidly towards another major conflict in that part of the world. And of course, basically, if you think that we're going to be able to sit here in America simply quietly and never have this impact upon us, I think you're sadly, sadly mistaken. So far, we've been able to watch all these other people being killed. Certainly, the American has been funding a lot of the war over there in Syria. They've killed 100,000 civilians. Why don't we see those pictures of the civilians night after night after night on television? Why do we see the pictures, certainly, of Mr. Zimmerman, but we never see the pictures of the 100,000 Syrian civilians who've been slaughtered, or even many of the Israeli civilians who get slaughtered sometimes in the various confrontations that come out of there. But these are not the things we talk about here in America. The people who control our media focus our attention on the things they want us to think about and delete any mentions of the things they don't want us to talk about. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, David, go ahead with your analysis of what's going on over there as far as Iran is concerned, Hezbollah, Egypt, Syria, even Jordan. Are there problems with Jordan, aren't there, potentially? And what about Turkey?
Well, in Jordan, there are potential problems. The king of Jordan, King Abdullah, has managed to repress the Jordanian people and keep it, or suppress the people and keep it under control. So the Muslim Brotherhood, while it may be active in Jordan, isn't allowed to go beyond a certain red line. What is that red line? That red line is questioning the authority or sovereignty of King Abdullah. So the Muslim Brotherhood can't get control there as they did in Egypt. And that's the difference. In Turkey, you have a situation where the Islamic fundamentalists have gained some control. And Turkey was the most secular of the Islamic countries in recent years until Erdogan, the now leader of Turkey, got control, and he is a Muslim ideologue of the first degree. He also happens to be a confidant of President Obama. President Obama turns to him for advice, and that's a pretty dangerous situation when the president of the United States goes for advice to an Islamic ideologue in a country like Turkey, which also happens to be a member of NATO at this point. So I think there's an interesting web of relationships which makes for a very, very volatile situation in the Middle East today.
I certainly concur. Well, we've got Bruce calling us from Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-8255. 24Liberty or 464-8295 if you're calling from the Central Coast of California. Oh, Bruce, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I wondered here the last couple of years why at least Israeli leaders seem to be more worried about Iran having a nuclear weapon than Pakistan already having nuclear weapons.
All right, fine. Well, basically, because I think that's a very legitimate concern. David, why is there so much concern about Iran having the nuclear weapon? Nobody seems to be concerned that Pakistan does have nuclear weapons, and certainly Pakistan is certainly controlled by some rather radical Muslim groups. So what's the difference between Iran and Pakistan?
Well, the main difference is geography. Iran is a lot closer to Israel. And the second reason is stated intentions. Iran has made it very clear that their nuclear bomb, once they have it, if they have it, is going to be directed at Israel. They've made that very clear. They've said that Israel has no right to exist. They've said that, that Israel needs to be destroyed. All you have to do is look at the leadership there. Whereas in Pakistan, they're much less vocal about what their intentions might be. And they've had the nuclear bomb for some time now. And well, I mean, I don't know if I could say that things are stable there, but compared to, Iran, where they're exporting their Islamic revolution, and they've been very open about their intent to export their Islamic revolution, we see that the danger is being much greater from Iran. But that doesn't mean that there's no concern about Pakistan.
Okay, anything else, Bruce?
Yeah, I've always wondered about that. They are in the minority, the Shiites, if they are. And they are almost united also, Iran. It would be like a situation with Japan in World War II. You'd almost have to entirely destroy them in order to stop them from being your enemy in the future. If that happened, there wouldn't be any enemy left to divide and conquer. It would be a almost entirely Sunni-dominated Arab Middle East. And I don't know how you would be able to play one side against another at that point.
All right, fine. Any thoughts at all about that, David, before we let Bruce go? And basically, of course, he's suggesting that it may be to Israel's advantage to have the two forces there, one Sunni, the other Shia, because both of them are fighting back and forth between themselves over who will lead. And as a result, you have certainly your enemies fighting among themselves rather than united against Israel. Well, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think Bruce actually answered his own question. I think that when you have these two different forces, the Sunni and the Shiite forces, fighting against each other, I think it's actually strategically it's a good thing for Israel, and it's a good thing for the West, because we're talking about, as I said earlier, two enemies who are fighting against each other, and the. You know, the title of my previous book, The Islamic Tsunami, is not an accident. There is an Islamic tsunami. It's a worldwide Islamic revolution that they're trying to spread around the world, not just in the Middle East, but also in the West, also in Europe, and also in the United States. And we see, all you have to do is look at the population changes, and what is being said in the mosques, and we know it's happening. So the argument in the Islamic world, the internal argument, is between the Sunnis and the Shiites over who is going to lead that Islamic tsunami. And I say, if they're fighting with each other, let them fight with each other. If the Sunnis are winning, well, you could help the Shiites a little bit. If the Shiites are winning, help the Sunnis a little bit. I think the civil war in Syria, while it's a matter of some concern because it's right on our border, it actually is not a bad thing because they're fighting each other. Let them fight each other and have less of their attention focused on us.
And Bruce, basically, most people have forgotten history, but following the First World War, why England and France dominated that section of the world. And so they created all these artificial countries, among which was Iraq. And what did they do with Iraq? Well, they took a large Sunni component and they joined it together with a large Shia component. And then they joined it together with the Kurds, three opposing population groups with different interpretations of society and religion, and they put them all into one country. Why? Because England could then, of course, divide and conquer, or France could, and they simply played games with these people, and they did that all throughout the Middle East, creating these artificial states that were constantly in turmoil. They knew exactly what they were doing, divide and conquer, get them fighting among one another. That's the oldest trick in the world, and it's being played out, I believe, certainly in that part of the world today. Anything else, Bruce, before we let you go?
Well, yeah, just one little question, and then I'll hang up to hear the answer. If Iran is hit too hard, and the entire Shiite wing of Islam is in total disarray and confusion, who does Mr. Rubin think will take the lead amongst the Sunnis?
Among
the Sunnis, because yeah. Once the Shias are really hurt bad, like say Iran is decimated or it is in such chaos that they're no longer a factor, who among the Sunnis does Mr. Rubin think would take the lead in being against Israel and being the strongest Arab country over there? Does he think it would be Turkey, Egypt, any of the others? Who does he think?
Well, basically, because what Bruce is suggesting is that if Israel were to be very effective in knocking out Iran and taking them out their position of Shia leadership, then who would then lead the Arab world and the Sunni world? Oh, would it be Saudi Arabia? Would it be Egypt? Would it be Turkey? What are your thoughts?
Well, I agree that if Israel takes out the Iranian nuclear bomb, the Sunnis will be clearly dominant. They, by the way, they already are much more numerous than the Shiites. Yes, there would be some. There has been some rivalry already between Saudi Arabia and Egypt through the years over which is going to be the dominant country. Saudi Arabia is a much more wealthy country, but Egypt is much more numerous in terms of population. But in terms of the division in Egypt right now, I think that it's clear that Saudi Arabia is the stronger country. Of course, Erdogan in Turkey would also like to become dominant. He has a dream of reviving the old Islamic caliphate, the Islamic Empire that existed under Turkish rule.
The Ottoman Empire, the Great Ottoman Empire. Right?
That's right. And so I think Turkey would be a big player. I think that Saudi Arabia would be a big player. So that's how I see it going. Of course, they have the Muslim terrorist organizations working at the same time. The most organized is the Muslim Brotherhood. Of course, they don't identify as a terrorist organization. They identify as a political organization. And they are mainly political and not military. But the Hamas terrorist organization, for example, is an outgrowth of the Muslim Brotherhood. But the Muslim Brotherhood is the best organized of all the Islamic organizations throughout the Middle East. They would definitely be a big player. They already are a big player. They've been around since 1928 and have gotten much stronger and have been central in the Islamic Revolution in Egypt, in the Islamic Revolution in Libya, and in the Islamic Revolution in Syria. So all of this that's going on is... We see the Muslim Brotherhood as a major player. But as far as countries go, I would say Saudi Arabia and Turkey are the two biggest players in the Sunni Muslim world.
Okay, fine. Thanks.
Thank you. Good
calling, Bruce. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for our guest, David Rubin, as the David's over in Israel. It's early in the morning there, tomorrow morning. And basically, of course, he's written three books. Would you like, once again, to get out your address where people can go to get copies of your books and what those books are?
Yes, there are a few ways. I always tell people, if you can't read a copy of the Quran, then do the next best thing, which is to buy the Islamic Tsunami. And the subtitle is Israel and America in the Age of Obama. And the Islamic Tsunami is available along with my latest book, which is called Peace for Peace, Israel in the New Middle East. And both of those books, and of course my first book, God, Israel, and Shiloh, Returning to the Land, all three of those books are available at davidrubinisrael.com. That's David Rubin. Rubin is spelled R-U-B-I-N. davidrubinisrael.com. And you can just go into the book section on that website and you can find out more about the books, and you can purchase the books through the website. Of course, you can always go to Amazon.com, or you can dial a 24-hour toll-free number for those of your listeners who don't have internet. You could just dial the toll-free number, which is 1-800-431-1579. That's 1-800-431-1579, and you just tell them, you have a credit card ready, and tell them that you want to order a copy of the Islamic Tsunami, or Peace for Peace, or God, or my first book, even God, Israel, and Shiloh. And you can get those books up there on davidrubinisrael.com. While if we have a couple of minutes, I'd like to also just tell your listeners about my nonprofit organization, which was started after my 3-year-old son and I were wounded in a vicious terrorist attack some years ago.
Well, go right ahead and tell them about it. We have about a minute, so you let people understand about your organization.
Okay, so they can go to our website, shilohisraelchildren.org, S-H-I-L-O-H, israelchildren.org. And they can find out about our work for the terror victim children in Israel. And they can donate online as well if they wish to.
And one more time, the website, because you always have to get those things two or three times for people to remember. What's the website again?
ShilohIsraelChildren.org. That's S-H-I-L-O-H, ShilohIsraelChildren.org for the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund.
God bless. We're out of time, David. God bless.
Thanks
so much. Bye-bye.
Good to be with you. God bless.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927.
That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly I hope you enjoyed our program with David Rubin. But let me just make a few comments. Basically, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. Now, what is the Muslim Brotherhood? Where did it come from? We carry an excellent book. It's called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. It goes into the background of where did the Muslim Brotherhood come from? It was formed in 1928, as David said. But he didn't mention it was formed by British intelligence, and that after the Second World, it was funded by the American CIA. Now, the author of the book doesn't understand the Brotherhood of Darkness. He just thinks we've made a lot of mistakes. We haven't made mistakes. We create the best enemies that money could buy. Who installed the radical mullahs in Iran? Why the American State Department? People have forgotten it. In 1953, we toppled Mossadegh. We certainly brought the Shah of Iran to power. And then in 1979, we toppled the Shah. And we brought certainly the mullahs to power, and we've kept them in power ever since then. We pretend to certainly be opposing them, but they do exactly what they're supposed to. They're all playing their game exactly as they were supposed to. The Ayatollah Khomeini, who initially came to power, had been kept living in luxury in Paris for many years by the CIA prior to his going to power. We actually flew him from Paris to Tehran to take power in 1979. And sometime when we have time, we'll get into the background of the phony hostage crisis. It was all phony. It was all contrived. The Iranians wanted actually to give our hostages back, and we wouldn't take them. And in fact, I had the opportunity to interview George Hansen, Congressman George Hansen, who went over and talked to the Iranians. And because he did that, they targeted him and they sent him off to prison. Why? Because he said, look, the Iranians wanted to give the hostages back, and we wouldn't take them. The same thing. I got the message from Gunther Rusbacher. Gunther Rusbacher actually flew the plane, the Blackbird, that took George Herbert Walker Bush over to Iran, over to Paris to meet with the Iranians to make sure they would not release the hostages. They wanted to release the hostages. They didn't want them to release the hostages until Ronald Reagan was elected. And of course, it was the very morning when Ronald Reagan was elected that the hostages were released. And it was all staged. Everything is staged, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever asked yourself why we suddenly increased our American troops in Iran from 60,000 to 90,000 suddenly in the year 2009 when there was less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan? Why would you send an additional 30,000 troops there? Why did Obama do that? You can actually see the interview between Steve Croft and Obama, December, I think it's 9th, 2009. And basically, Steve Croft points out, there are less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Why are we sending another 30,000 troops? why recently, within the last 6 months, did Israel release 1,027 terrorists to get back one soldier? Check it out on the internet. Find out if we're telling you it's true. Why would they release 1,029 terrorists, over 400 of them were murderers, and many of them multiple murderers, to get back one Israeli soldier who'd fallen asleep on duty and should have been tried for court-martial? Ladies and gentlemen, right now, of course, Israel is considering, at the behest of John Kerry, releasing a lot of other, actually, terrorists so that the Palestinians will actually come and negotiate with the Israelis there in Paris. So Israel's going to release a lot more terrorists and murderers. Many of these have been in prison for 20 years or more. And they're going to release them so that the Palestinians will come and talk to the Israelis about peace. They're never going to have peace over there. This whole thing is contrived. It always has been. Understand, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We need your help for Radio Liberty. We hope you'll get my book. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
here. No kidding. Well, we all had an incredible time. Those of you who attended the Lebanon Expo, a time of bonding, a time of sharing,